MSO New Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. Powered by Taparo Capital Management. This is MSO News Sports, and it's time now for our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. Hello, Andy. Welcome again.
Good morning, Bill. Happy to be back with you.
Well, here we are. Red Sox, upper half of the American League East standings. I guess we can say that, right, as of today. And give us an update on, I guess, caught another loss last night, right?
Yeah, things haven't been so good for the Red Sox since returning to Fenway. Last night, the Sox lost 7-5 to the Orioles. Sox blowing a 5-0 lead heading into the sixth inning. Cutter Crawford got the start last night for the Sox through five scoreless before handing the game over to the bullpen. Tonight, Sox and Orioles wrap up this three-game series. First pitch coming away at 7:10. Garrett Whitlock will be on the mound. Sox now 7-5 on the season. Third place in the AL East, 2.5 games behind the first-place Yankees.
So the Yankees just keep winning here, huh? I mean,
they did lose last night, but yep, they're off to a hot start, that's for sure.
All right, I get it. All right. I got to work on my math a little bit more. You're right, but they're still in first place, as you said. Yeah. All right. So what else can you tell us? Let's go back in time. You got the home opener just a few days ago.
Yep, the home opener at Fenway was on Tuesday. Sox fell to the Orioles 7-1, but the big news of the day was the pregame ceremonies as the Sox honored Tim and Stacy Wakefield, both who passed away from cancer after the end of last season. They also honored former Sox president and CEO Larry Lucchino, who recently passed away, and they also honored the 2004 World Series championship team. So there were some tears and some cheers going on before the game, but the game itself was really uneventful.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, so Andy, very uneventful, or if it was eventful, it was not the right kind of eventful. All right, Andy, we're always talking about, or they are always talking about, the Fenway experience. So what is the cuisine Fenway experience update for this year?
Well, a couple items that we can let you know about in the concession stands as you get ready to head over to Fenway this year. You can dine on some Iris nachos, which have corned beef and sauerkraut. There's also a clam roll featured, a 1 pound and a half pound chocolate chip cookie to satisfy your sweet tooth. So plenty of options over at Fenway. It's much different than the days when we were growing up, Bill, when you just got a hot dog and a Coke and called it a day, but maybe some French fries. But now you can find just about anything to keep you fed over at Fenway.
I know. All right. The nachos sound interesting. I got to give them credit for that. I don't know if I'd go for them, but they sound pretty interesting. All right. All right. What else? Before the Red Sox arrived at Fenway, things were going pretty sweet for the Sox.
Yeah, they certainly were. Since we last spoke on Friday, the Red Sox beat the Angels 8-6. Sox hit five home runs in this game. Tyler O'Neill hit a pair. Reese McGuire, Jaron Duran, and Tristan Casas also went deep, but the big news in that game was Trevor Story. He left the game after dislocating his shoulder. After diving for a ball, it was found that he did break a bone in that shoulder as well. He, of course, now on the injured list, and he's going to miss the rest of the season. He's having shoulder surgery on Friday. On Saturday, the Angels nipped the Sox 2-1, but then on Sunday, the Red Sox exploded for 12 runs and a 12-2 victory. Tanner Houck, six scoreless innings for the win. David Hamilton hit his first career home run as the replacement for Trevor Story at shortstop. Tyler O'Neill, Reese McGuire, and Rafael Devers also hit home runs.
And you have some player notes here as well for the team?
Yes, we do have another injury to let you know about. Nick Pivetta, pitcher, has been placed on the 15-day injured list with right elbow strain, and the Sox did sign outfielder shortstop Zidane Raffaella to an 8-year contract extension worth $50 million. So the Red Sox inking up one of their younger players that they hope will be with them for a while and provide a lot of performance.
All right, so here we go. Those are the Red Sox updates, but you also have all kinds of information from Major League Baseball. It's almost like the Oakland A's were listening to us last week, and they've made some announcements to clarify the confusion around the future of that team, right?
They certainly did. They're going to be leaving Oakland after this season. They're going to play in West Sacramento until their new stadium in Las Vegas is ready in the year 2028. Sutter Health Park, which has 10,624 fixed seats and a maximum capacity of just over 14,000, which includes fans sitting on the berm in the outfield and standing room. The park is the home of the Sacramento Rivercats, the AAA affiliate of the Giants. You might say, well, that's a very small ballpark for a major league team. Well, considering the A's right now, lucky to get 2,000 to 5,000 fans per game in Oakland, I'm sure more people will probably show up at the games in West Sacramento.
I'm thinking back in the day, Andy, the old Jerry Park in Montreal. I thought that capacity, that's their original park, which was there before, I believe they were, before there was an expansion team there in Montreal, was like 28,000. And that's with some added seats. They got it up to 28. I think I'm right on that number. But
yeah, that sounds about right. It was in the high 20s, that's for sure. And this is half of that. Of course, this is a AAA facility. So that's about your capacity for a AAA park between, 10, 12, 15,000 max. So,
yeah, that should do it, right.
That should do it. So we'll have to see how the A's
The question is, what are the A's going to do with all those extra seats? In Sacramento. All right. What else do you have for us, Andy?
Well, before yesterday's game at Fenway, the Orioles called up highly touted infield prospect Jackson Holliday. He was the first overall pick in 2022. He's MLB's top prospect. Holliday was batting .333 with two home runs, five doubles, 12 walks, and 10 games so far this year at AAA. He's the son of former seven-time All-Star Matt Holliday, played in the majors from 2004. Until 2018. Other news, a former Red Sox player, former center fielder Jackie Bradley Jr. has signed a contract, not in the majors, but with the Long Island Ducks in the Independent League. Bradley Jr. is hoping to eventually catch on with a major league team this year. He is just a bit shy of being in Major League Baseball for 10 years and for his pension to kick in full 10 years. So he's hoping to get back in for a little more time in the majors.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on the Ducks, huh? All right. The Long Island Ducks. All right.
Road trip.
There you go. All right. And but there's some other MLB news, too, right?
Yeah. Starting pitchers are just dropping like flies. The Astros will be without, remember, their starting rotation for the foreseeable future. Left-handed pitcher Framber Valdez, he's on the 15-day injured list with elbow soreness. The Guardians have lost their top starting pitcher, Shane Bieber. He's going to miss the rest of the year after having Tommy John surgery, and the Braves lost their number one starter as well. Spencer Strider also has an elbow injury, and we add that to Nick Pivetta. Lots of pitchers going down. We still have other top pitchers out there, Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer. They're still on the injured list recovering from last season. So pitching is tough out there, that's for sure. A lot of them going down.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Yeah. All right, and I don't wish that on anyone, of course, but Red Sox have had their fair share of injuries, I guess, with starting pitchers over the last several years. Anything else, Andy?
Well, the Baseball Hall of Fame is going to honor Hank Aaron with a statue next month. This past Monday marked the 50th anniversary of Aaron hitting his 715th home run, breaking Babe Ruth's record at that time. To celebrate the anniversary, Cooperstown opened the new More Than Brave, The Life of Henry Aaron exhibit. While announcing the plans for the statue, the bronze statue of Aaron will be installed in the first floor of the museum and will be unveiled on May 23rd. And the former interpreter for Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is reportedly negotiating a guilty plea following allegations of illegal gambling. Ipe Mizuhara is in negotiation to plead guilty to federal crimes in connection with the reported theft of millions of dollars from Ohtani. Prosecutors say they found that Mizuhara stole more than $5 million. He's accused of taking to fund illegal gambling. So, see how this all plays out, but still they're not showing that Ohtani was involved in any of this gambling, just his interpreter. So I don't know if things are being swept under the rug here or what, but that's how things are playing out at the moment.
Well, our interpreters can do that to you, I think. You know, I've never had that happen personally, but I saw a movie recently where a young man was in the principal's office and his mother spoke a different language, and he was interpreting the conversation differently than you would expect that Leonard is actually going. So that can happen, but in this case, involved a lot of money. So sure,
yeah, certainly did. No, wasn't chump change, that for sure.
Oh man! All right, Andy. What happened? The light switch when the Red Sox came back east. Boom! Things just fell apart. You know, and how do things change so rapidly?
Yeah, things do in Major League Baseball, that's for sure. I mean, things really, that light really went off when Trevor Story had that injury on Friday. That takes a big bat out of the lineup and a solid defense up the middle for the Red Sox. So it's going to be a piecemeal situation trying to fill that spot. Then you have the news of Nick Pivetta with his elbow injury after he pitched well his first couple times out. So, not good news for the Sox coming home. So I think kind of like the air went out of the balloon because I knew they were, off to a good start, but they do that, they don't have a lot of wiggle room. And now you lose one of your best starters, and obviously your starting shortstop. So not a good sign.
No, not at all. I mean, you had the eclipse on Monday. I feel like the Red Sox never took their eclipse glasses off for the last two games. You know what I mean? The defense has not been good.
Not good at all. We'll see if they can rebound tonight and continue the homestand, pick up some wins. We'll see what happens.
You know what I think too, Andy? I think the good news for Trevor Story, it's his left shoulder. I mean, it's not his right shoulder. That's his throwing arm, right? I mean, that's... I think you should come back sooner. You know, just your left shoulder broken. Come on, you know.
Yeah, let's go.
I mean, 3 months, sure, go ahead. Come back in August, but come on back, you know.
But when he comes back in August, what's the point of coming back at that point?
Oh, I know. I know. But
he's going to be probably well over by then, so rest up and get ready for 2025.
All right, well, that's it. All right, so as the gloom has returned weather-wise here to our area today, so has the gloom on the Red Sox 9 here. So anyway, Andy, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
Baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.